Big question, is Roger Goodell playing Tony Soprano? The NFL yesterday cracked down hard on the Saints for their illegal bounty program. New Orleans coach Sean Payton was suspended for 1 year. General manager Mickey Loomis was given an 8-game ban and assistant Joe Vitt a 6-game ban, all without pay. The organization has been docked $500,000 and 2 second-round draft picks, and the NFL indefinitely suspended Greg Williams, the St. Louis Rams' new defensive coordinator, for his role in the bounty program. Rams head coach Jeff Fisher says they had no idea about Williams' baggage when they hired him.
This organization, including myself, had no idea when we hired Coach Williams that this, the potential for this to happen. I've often been asked behind the scenes, had you known about it, would you have hired him? Of course not.
Williams left the Saints in January to reunite with Fisher. The two worked together in Tennessee. Now, the league determined earlier this month that Williams spearheaded a bounty program over a 3-year period with the Saints that financially rewarded defensive players for targeting opposing players. In college basketball, Oregon State's season came to a close last night with a 72-55 loss to Washington State, a team that had beaten the Beavers twice previously this season. Bend native Abe Lodwick scored 23 to lead the Cougars. Eric Moreland led Oregon State with 14. Beavers finished their season at 21-15. The Trailblazers will welcome another new face to Portland. The team announced yesterday it's claimed forward J.J. Hickson off waivers. Blazers will waive center Mehmet Okur, recently acquired, to make room on the roster for Hickson. The 23-year-old, 6'9", Hickson holds career averages of 8.5 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Portland is in action tonight. They host Memphis, and we'll have the game for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND, 7 o'clock tip-off. Meantime, in the league yesterday, Chicago took down Toronto, New York better than Philly, Orlando toppled Phoenix, Atlanta overtime to defeat Cleveland. New Jersey lost to Washington. New Orleans fell to Golden State. Oklahoma City upended the Clippers. San Antonio downed Minnesota. Denver better than Detroit. And the Lakers defeated Dallas. Finally, quarterback Tim Tebow finally traded to the New York Jets. Denver Broncos shipped Tebow and a 7th-round pick to New York in exchange for a 4th- and 6th-round pick in this year's draft. Now, the trade comes a day after free agent quarterback Peyton Manning was introduced as a member of the Broncos. First he was traded, then he wasn't because the Jets were a little bit concerned about language in his contract. Then they said, what the heck, we'll pull the trigger. So it is done. Tebow is a Jet. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.